Extreme. Extreme Bits. You're listening to Extreme Bits.
All right. It's Extreme Bits. Welcome to the show. 1-888-99. Adobe is the phone number if you want to say what up. We are here. You are there. I am Eddie. Jason is here.
Good evening.
And Chris is here.
Hey.
And we have a jam-packed show.
I feel like I'm like proper when I say good evening.
Good evening.
Well, I'm trying to be good. I want to someday when I'm like 80 take over to like nightly news.
Well, yeah, you need a catchphrase like good evening.
Good evening.
Or good night and good luck. But yours is good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Or how's it hanging, y'all? I got the news for you, bitches.
Now,
I don't know. That might be the classy way to introduce yourself on the news in like 60 years.
Maybe in 60 years.
I hope not.
I don't know. So,
I don't like that talk.
We do have a couple females here in the studio, and we're wondering, Jason.
Yeah.
Where would you think a chick would rather have sex, in a men's bathroom or the girls' room?
Before we get their take on it,
where do you think? Before we get
I would
the female
say women's.
Thing? Yeah, why do you say that?
Because I've seen men's bathrooms.
Yeah.
And there's piss everywhere and like dudes like shit on like I don't know if like they take like I've seen bathrooms where there's shit like on the ceiling and I don't know
what
how I'm not kidding you.
So you're saying
I've seen shit on the floor, I've seen shit smeared on walls, like it's
so you're thinking that any chick that wants that would have an intercourse section in a bathroom in a men's room would have shit all over them. They'd have it like on the ceiling
or at least
walls.
At one point there's been shit there and it probably wasn't cleaned very well.
Okay, fair enough. So you don't think that a girl.
But
that,
I will say this. That
yeah.
I've never really been in a women's bathroom, but it seems like it would be easier to. Because I'm sure the men will, you know, take the initiative and want to have sex in the bathroom. Not in all cases, but 80%, let's say.
Yeah.
So they lead them to the men's bathroom. So.
Well, have you ever been? That's a good point. But have you ever been to a bar where there's somebody having sex in the restroom?
Not a bar. I've been to concerts.
I've been to a concert.
You look like that. What's that? Barney from The Simpsons?
Blah.
You just burp like that.
With my tongue out. But, Chris, I have
seen that, so.
What do you think?
Yeah,
if you're going to bang a chick, do you think that she would rather do it in the women's room?
I'm with Jason. I'd have to say, like, I don't know, maybe it's a myth, but I just have this idea that women's restrooms are more sanitary than men's.
They're not, though. I will tell you that they're not. From having to clean public restrooms as part of my old job, like, the women's room is, like, I'd say 75% more disgusting at all times.
Yeah, dirty tampons.
Yep. Oh, okay, I'll tell you this one. I found a fucking a catheter in a men's bathroom trash can.
Jesus.
All right, I win.
A dead
what?
Well, when I worked at that coffee shop, I heard these horror stories from my old manager.
Oh, I thought you were going to say whores. I heard these whores doing it.
Where at one point they think that a young woman had a miscarriage in the bathroom.
Oh my God.
And you've had to say,
Katie has a good story. That was a good
mic
one.
In here, I think, tonight here.
But I'll work on that.
Okay, thanks.
No, I have a good experience.
Okay, what's your? Have you seen somebody having sex in the restroom, Megan?
I hope not, but I do have an experience not with public restrooms, but when freshman year in college in the dorms, there wasn't very much privacy. And so this one time I was dating this guy, but we weren't really dating anymore. Anyway, we're trying to keep our love life a secret. So we decided to make sweet love in his bathroom.
What?
Sweet love?
Well, anyway,
was
because
it sweet?
Well, it was sweet until his friend walked in and started to go number two next to us. And I was supposed to be a secret, so he just had to keep pretending to keep showering. And I didn't know that guys would go number two in front of each other when the other guy was in the shower. So I was like gagging in my mouth the whole time. So finally I started to laugh a little because it was so sick. And he was like, oh, sweet. Good job to my friend. And kept pooping. And that was it. Which actually I would prefer compared to my roommates at the time who would make a big deal of it. So I pick men's bathroom. As sick as it might be, at least that you wouldn't get... Well, girls are mean.
What? So you'd rather have a guy shit next to you than a girl talk shit about you later
and
on?
Bring all her friends to listen and... Yeah.
Is that what girls would do?
No, you didn't.
So you're saying that if you had sex in a girl's bathroom and then one of your friends found out, she would later like tell all of her other friends, hey, you got to listen to this. Megan's having sex in the bathroom.
Yeah. Or someone would be like, hurry up, I need to go pee.
Yeah, well, what's that? Well, hurry up, I need to go pee is better than somebody pooping next to
you. Oh, God damn it. Taco night down in the comments. Oh.
Now, Katie is in charge of having public restrooms cleaned in a office supply store you may have gone to. I'm sure you have. And what happened?
Oh, I've had lots of fun incidences. But recently, we did have to clean a miscarriage out of
Jesus Christ.
One bathroom. We frequently have poop on walls.
But is it more in men's or women's bathrooms?
The miscarriages?
Know? No, the poop on walls.
Oh.
I would say more. I don't know. I guess I've never really paid attention.
I can't imagine cleaning up a miscarriage.
Yeah,
poop on walls. You kind of, if you're going to be a janitor, you kind of expect that going in.
Yeah,
but I did not sign up to mop up a fucking fetus.
You seriously?
Know? Wow, that's a little rough.
Yeah, ouch.
What?
That's got to be like, that's terrible to clean up. So what do you guys do? You just send in the normal janitor to do that? Or is it like...
Yeah, they just have to have special chemicals to clean up the blood and then...
I know, people! No,
and then they just have to dispose of everything in a certain way.
So my question is, like, did they take the fetus or did like a medical examiner take the fetus? Or do they just like...
I don't think there was like...
You probably can't identify it. It probably just looks like there's been a murder.
Oh, it's a fetus. Yeah, okay.
Did they like... How do they dispose of it though? Like do they have... They take it to the dumpster? Or do they have like a different...
No,
they
just
have
mop
to take
it
somewhere special.
It's like biohazard. Yeah. Whatever they do with like old syringes. Who the fuck knows what they do with those? But probably the same...
So let me flip it to the lady who had the miscarriage.
Yeah,
in the
that would have to be rough.
Like, what do you?
That's rough.
How does that? How do you? You just walk out like you just walk.
Well, manager.
What do you say to you? You'll walk up in tears and be like, "I'm sorry, but I think
no.
I just miscarried
Here's
in
what
the
happened.
Bathroom, but I gotta go."
Well, the manager that I was talking about that happened to that I knew, she said that the woman just walked in like it was
casual.
Another day. And then she walked out like it was any other day. And they,
well, I mean, you don't want to make a like, scene. Hello. That would have been worse, right?
How do you know
like,
it's a miscarriage?
You got to try and like, hold yourself together.
What if she's bleeding really bad?
Yeah.
That time of the month. They suspected it was a miscarriage because there was like some other material besides
other fluids.
Blood. Other fluids and, yeah.
Secretions. Unidentified.
Unidentified objects. Et cetera.
Stuff.
I don't know. Pretty disgusting, but...
really tragic, too, if you actually think about it.
Yeah, it is pretty sad. That, too, if you want to make it a downer.
Wasn't it already a downer? Just
No, it was sick. Now it's a downer. It was gross. Now it's a downer.
It was so disgusting, I was already depressed.
Now it's very sad.
Well, you were, but I was just disgusted, but now I'm just down now.
Now
thanks.
Well,
thanks.
I think the moral of the story was that bathroom sex is better in men's room.
Yeah.
You think so, too?
Well, barring the... occasional miscarriage in the women's room. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe still women's room. Except at a bar, then maybe the men's room.
So you're saying at a Target women's room.
Yeah.
Now I will say this about the men's room. That most of the time you're pissing. It depends on the men's room. If there's a urinal and a multiple urinals, you're pretty good. And, you know, hardly any guys want to shit in a public restroom, so...
No,
but
the
ones who do
piss,
are really disgusting.
They'll piss all over the place.
If they have to piss in the toilet. But
yeah.
What I'm saying is if there's multiple urinals, they're pissing in the urinals or all over the urinals.
At some point, someone's going to have
exactly,
that
but it's limited.
Yeah, I guess.
There's more contact in the women's bathroom in a stall than at any given point than a men's.
I think bathroom sex is kind of weird.
Yeah, it's kind of disgusting.
Yeah.
In your own bathroom, it's fun.
Yeah, sure. At home,
it's something
fine.
Else.
Yeah, in but public bathroom.
No, public bathroom sex.
I'd rather go out in the alley.
Yeah.
No, yeah, sure.
I would rather. Where should you go?
The best place to go, if you want.
Get on a mic.
Some places have family restrooms.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a suite.
Yeah, those are like even Walmart has that.
Then
yeah.
You have better chances of a little kid walking in on you too. Like,
yeah, well, it's a single door lock. Have you ever gotten lucky sitting on the diaper change table?
Yeah.
Katie, have you ever walked into the women's room and people were having sex in a stall?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever had a friend that had sex with a dude at a bar in like the men's room?
Yes.
Really? So they just walked to the men's room and banged it out?
Yes.
And nobody even was the wiser? Or
cared,
at least?
No one cared.
No.
What kind of a bar was this? Was it like a mountain town bar?
No, it was down here.
Downtown bar?
Yeah, downtown bar.
Have you walked in and have you ever heard any sex? Really?
I don't think I ever
I think you were with me and we were at the Fillmore and we were at some concert.
Yeah, didn't you just say that you at a concert?
No, that was Jason.
That was me.
I thought
we were at the Fillmore. Maybe I'm pretty sure it was you and there was like definitely some fucking going on.
It's possible. We've been to a lot of shows. So I don't know. Wouldn't surprise me. I kind of remember that now, but I don't know. Nothing sticks out. Maybe I didn't care. I was just like, whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's like, you're drunk and you don't remember.
Yeah.
Ultimately, you're just people. I mean, you lose your inhibition because, you know, most of the people there are hammered, too, so they're not going to remember.
Exactly. So if I don't really remember and I saw it, then more power to them.
But I will say, though, that like at the Fillmore and that, I remember security guards at the fucking bathroom doors making sure that, you know, men were going into the men's room and women were going into the women's room, it seemed.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I do.
Okay.
So maybe it was two dudes fucking. I don't know. It could have been, I suppose.
Probably.
All right. It's the Stream Bits radio show on Adobe Radio.
Okay.
It's the music that doesn't suck.
New Music Unfiltered is a new
new music.
I've seen it scrolling
new
up here.
New Music now. Unfiltered on Adobe Radio. It's Extreme Bits radio show with Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
Okay, then.
Okay, let's move on, people.
Now, we're talking like this, and now I have no question in my mind as to why we got some hate mail.
What?
Yeah.
Why does that give you no question?
I don't know.
Hate mail.
I don't know. I don't have it in front of me right now, but it was like, God damn it. But it was like two lines, and it was something about how Chris is a douchebag.
Oh, wow, really? Pull that up.
I got to see that now.
I want to see what they said about me. I really want to see
it. No, it was just Chris.
It was just Chris?
They were like, Adobe hosts are douchebags, and so is Chris.
Oh!
Huh.
What? That's bullshit. Fuck you all. Chris is a cool guy.
I'll try to find that, but why?
Yeah.
Chris, I don't know. What did you think? What do you think?
I don't know.
Did?
I don't know.
Well, I can see why people, if they don't know you, you might come off as a little douchey. And we all do.
Yeah.
We all do.
Maybe it was one of the nights when you messed up the final thought.
Yeah. I feel like it was a dig at all the hosts, though. And then, like, it was a double dig at me because it's like, oh, he's not even a real host.
And Chris.
Yeah.
He's like the dog or something.
Yeah.
They even grouped together all the other shows' hosts.
Yeah.
Named all the hosts?
Yeah. They're like Adobe hosts and then Chris. Because they didn't say Extreme Bits hosts. They're like
but,
Adobe.
But, so did they say Adobe host names? Like
No. They're just like Adobe hosts are all douchebags. And so is Chris.
Did you say this was a Facebook post?
I think it was a website comment. I'm trying to find it. But it was definitely a hate comment.
Oh.
But I thought it was funny.
I certainly don't feel like I'm part of that group, though. No offense, Chris. I don't feel like I'm the... Even though I'm trying to be a douchebag, I don't feel like I am a douchebag yet.
I don't think I'm a douchebag. I think this is just like a outlier, like weird. I don't know.
Hey, the guy probably, whoever wrote it, probably doesn't even know what douchebag means.
I don't know. What if Chris is a douchebag? We've just known him so long we don't realize it. That's also possible.
Well, could we?
Well, I have a lot of friends outside this group too, so it seems unlikely to me.
Do they feel like you're a douchebag?
Yeah,
though?
Do they feel like you're a douchebag?
I feel like every group should have a douchebag, so do we have a douchebag in our group?
Chris, can we call one of your friends that's not necessarily a mutual friend and see if they think you're a douchebag?
See what they say when we say, yeah, do you think Chris is a douchebag?
Just ask. I mean, we just want, like, can you get us a number real quick?
Yeah, sure.
I don't see you moving.
Relax.
He's a cripple, dude. Leave him alone. Fuck, dude.
Sorry, I forgot he has a broken ankle.
Yeah.
And he can't move his hands.
Leave the guy alone.
Sorry. I know that, yeah. So who are we going to call, Chris? Who are you thinking?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to figure that one out.
Don't overthink
it. Can't be anyone we know.
Well, I'm just scrolling down.
Somebody who's going to answer. We're going to find out if Chris is a douchebag because we got some mail or a comment
saying that he's a douchebag. We also
got to
give an update on Craigslist update of Chris's
profile. Let's do that right now while he looks up the number. So last week we posted an ad on Craigslist soliciting Chris saying that he wants to have a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, did we get another hit?
No.
Oh. No, we didn't. We only got the one hit.
And that's the update. The one that really was last week.
It's really unfortunate. I was really looking forward to having something fresh and new to
oh,
read.
Oh, wait. What time is it?
It is.
Well, they can only answer between a certain... What, are they in jail?
He works at like 4 a.m.
Yeah, well, whatever.
But, yeah, I don't know. Give it a shot, I guess.
It's all a right. Dude?
Yeah.
So I would have preferred you picked a chick, but we'll go with it.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Oh, God, please. Oh, yeah, real original, bro. I don't think I can trust this guy.
What's your problem?
So we're calling one of Chris's friends that we don't know to find out if he's a douchebag. Chris.
Hi, it's
Chris.
Kyle.
Maybe get another one lined up real quick.
All right, hold on.
Get one more lined up.
What's up? Leave a message.
All right. We're not going to leave a message, but we'll try one more number, and we're just trying to get another opinion. And we don't think Chris is a douchebag, but we don't know.
No, certainly we do not.
Certainly not. Chris is
Thanks,
not.
Thanks, guys.
You are like the least douchey person.
I feel like I'm the biggest douche of the group.
I was going to say something, but I didn't want to.
No, go, please, by all means. I said last week I'm trying to douche it more so I can further my professional life so I can take care of my family.
Just treat your professional situation like it's Extreme Bits.
Well, I would be fired.
Or would you be hired?
Oh! Real play on words there, Eddie. Wow, you're a regular Larry King over there.
I'm Larry King.
My suspenders are two sizes too small.
Give me a cigar.
I'm lightheaded.
I look like a vulture.
Chris,
I'm a hunchback.
Your friends see you're calling and don't answer. Hello?
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 Hello, is this Sean?
What? No.
Who's this?
Who is this?
Chris, say hi to him. Hi.
Sean?
Who is this?
This is
it's,
Chris.
It's Gonzo.
Oh, hi, Gonzo.
What's up? You're not...
Why
you're
are
not
you calling me from an unknown number?
Because I like to be mysterious sometimes.
Well, you succeeded in being mysterious, Gonzo.
Yeah, well, that's how I do it. No, it's actually the radio show. I'm calling with Eddie and Jason. You're on the air online right now. How exciting, huh?
I'm on air online?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Fully 20 people are listening to this. No, maybe like 10,000.
Like 1,000 people?
10,000.
How many people are listening to me talk right now on the radio?
10,000, maybe.
Chris, why don't you go ahead and ask him a question?
Just get.
I'm asking. I thought you guys should ask.
No,
I thought,
you need to ask. We weren't even going to say we were on the air.
Well, whatever. All right.
Hey, am I really on the radio?
Yeah. But don't worry about it. I have something to ask you.
Hey, whoa. Hey, guy, be quiet and listen to Chris.
No.
But, yeah, so some guy on the webpage said that I was a douchebag and we're calling for an outside opinion. Am I a douchebag?
You are not a douchebag, Gonzo.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we didn't think so. That was the working theory, but, you know, We wanted to confirm.
You're one of the best people I know.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Yeah. That's that chick. Whoever it was that called you a douchebag.
Thanks, dude.
All right. Thanks, yeah. Sean. Well, thanks for your opinion. We appreciate it.
That's what I do.
Talk to you later, dude.
Extremebits.com. You can hear yourself.
Bye-bye.
All right. Podcast. That was Chris's friend there. Sean.
I feel like we should call like a Denny's and ask if they think Chris is a douchebag.
Denny's.
I like that idea.
Hi. Yeah, my name is Chris. Do you think I'm a douchebag?
That's pretty funny.
Let's do it.
It just comes to me sometimes. You got to roll with it.
Yeah.
All right, Chris. I have a Denny's number. Chris is going to call Denny's here, and he's going to ask if he is a douchebag, because we're trying to find out if Chris is a douchebag. No better person to ask than somebody working at Denny's. Here we go.
Hold on.
Same phone, Denny's on Santa Fe and Alameda. This is Kenny. Can I place your to-go order?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Hey, good. Well, I don't know. I'm okay. My name's Chris, and I was just wondering if you think I'm a douchebag.
Do I think you're a douchebag? Yes, I think you're a douchebag calling a restaurant to prank call, you dumb fuck.
Wow.
Well, Chris.
Well, that's one no douchebag, and that's one douchebag.
You're one for one. One and one, dude. Your
results are inconclusive. We don't know now. Now we don't know. Unconclusive. Sorry, Chris. You still might be a douchebag. Stream bits, 88.99 Adobe. Jason, remember that one time you went to that old woman's apartment randomly? So, you should tell that story.
A classic extreme bit on Extreme Bits.
Wait, so was that live on the air?
That was live on the air.
Oh man, I wish we had that. We do. I don't know where to even begin.
Yeah, where to begin? Really?
It's in the archive. Somewhere. I don't even know how to bring it up.
So anyway, so we're gonna rehash an extreme bit that we did on Extreme Bits about 3 years ago.
Five years ago. Get all right up on that mic.
You get up right up on that mic, you little dirty bitch.
Hello.
So, we're doing the radio show, and we heard some females having a party or something. You know, we hear some drunkards back in the old Studio 69. Clearly girls, and we didn't know the age or anything. And you know, me being as brazen as I can be, I was like, oh, I'll go find out who that is. So,
you did.
I do.
Yeah.
I did it.
It was like a party across the hall or
the
something.
The hall, yeah. So I walk up there.
Give you the wireless cell phone.
Wireless headset. Like you see at the Gap or whatever. And I knock on the door.
Thanks for the sound effect. Yeah, you're welcome.
That's the extra touch.
Yeah, extra touch you got to have with these stories. Anyway, so I knock on the door, and these two like older women, they're like fucking like, I don't know, 50.
But they were
45
horny.
Or 50. Horny.
They were very horny.
Horny. Very horny. I knock on the door, and they answer, and they're drunk. And
they invite
me in.
Wait a second. I'm remembering
I'm
now.
On the...
I was with you.
No, you were not. You were not. You don't remember because you were drunk. What? I was drunk. We were all drunk. So I go and I initiate the conversation and we move forward. I get inside and like, I don't know what they're talking about, like asleep. Or I don't know what's going on. Apparently like, I feel like they want to like tag team me essentially. And I get a little like, oh shit, they're like 45, 50. I don't want to do that. So I back out of it and I go get Eddie and I'm like, hey Eddie, you go in and see what magic you can do. Let's see what you do. So then Eddie went in And then he comes back and, you know, it's just, like they wanted a fucking young stud.
Yeah.
Is what they wanted. They wanted a young stud.
That's what they wanted.
Yeah. And we kind of flirted with them. We teased them, whatever. And eventually we can, you know, I mean, this is around the same age as our grandparents. We can't do that.
No.
I'm not into that. Maybe.
Then later on in the night, like maybe like 3 or 4 hours later, we had kind of forgotten about the whole situation. Yeah. And then the security guard is doing some rounds. We were kind of friends with the security guard because we would give him beer on his runs.
Beer, and he would come on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And
we had like a feud at first, like at the very first, and then we like tried to smooth it over, and so we got on his good side.
I don't remember the feud, really.
I don't remember feud at all, but I remember that he looked like Jerry Garcia, so we always announced him
as Jerry Garcia. Now I'm on the same page. Oh, shit.
So then Jerry Garcia, the security guard, comes around after Jason and I just went and to this old, these
older
old,
people,
older
not
women's,
old, older,
older women's apartment, and he's like, "We've had a few complaints of some sexual intruders in the area."
Whoa!
And named Pedro, and I was wearing a shirt that said Pedro's on it.
Yeah. So we're like,
so they think that some dude named Pedro's walking into their apartment. That's how drunk they were.
Now, they probably, they were fine with it when you walked in. I think they probably got really drunk and freaked themselves out.
Well, I don't even think that. I think they were pissed off.
Yeah, they were. You backed down. Yeah. They're like, we're going to frame him for.
I'm not going to fuck you. No, I'm not going to do that.
See, I almost got framed by two graduated.
Can't catch me, coppers.
By two graduated cougars.
Yeah. Ooh, I like
and
that.
You couldn't. Yeah, you wouldn't bang the graduated cougars.
I feel like I could have had like a graduated cougar threesome.
You could have.
You should have, man. That's a story.
In retrospect, maybe I should have, but I didn't.
Like, besides being older, were they attractive? Like, yeah, back in the day, would they have?
They were probably back like in 1989. No, 1958. They were probably hot when they were, you know, 1920.
Which brings up an interesting question. Like, what's the biggest age gap between you and somebody you've been involved with or made out with, even? Not necessarily sex.
Biggest age gap or willing to do?
Biggest age gap you have done.
Because
there's a big difference. Willing to
do. Which
way?
North or south?
Either way.
Either way.
I don't know, 4 or 5 years.
Teen? Oh.
Teen now?
You said four, so I said
four. 14. 14, no. I think it was 4 years. 3 years? 3 years?
North or south?
She was south.
And you were like, what, 18?
21.
Oh. That's illegal.
20, maybe?
Nah.
Depending on the state.
21?
Depends on the state.
How about you,
You're
Eddie?
You're fine.
He's like 6 months. Chris, he doesn't have a.
I don't know, Chris. Hey. Let's go with Chris real quick.
Well,
Chris,
no,
like
no, really.
20 years, maybe.
Whoa!
Yeah,
20.
The horror
years.
I can't be
old?
Sure. The second one.
Really? The one that you got to throw it in the ass?
No, the first one. No.
All right. So
the
let's
second
get
one.
The horror situation settled here.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So the first horror, you got to throw it in the ass.
Yep.
In Europe.
Yep.
Amsterdam. Chris fucked a European whore.
I did.
In the ass.
But what was the age difference?
She was probably like 3-4 years older. Maybe.
Oh, no. What about the other one? Like, what? 20 years?
The second 20, one,
20
maybe.
Years in Germany,
she was,
right?
Yeah. But I think she was Filipino, if
Ooh,
I had to guess.
Really?
Yeah.
And how
wow,
old,
getting
how old?
Some flavor. Some yeah. culture. Your penis yeah. has culture.
Yeah.
Spicy.
It's been around the world.
Hey. You can't knock a penis that doesn't have culture.
Thanks.
You're
Wait.
Welcome.
Wait, why would
exactly,
I want to knock
exactly,
a penis?
Exactly.
Now, Chris.
But the second one, she was easily early to mid 40s. I couldn't place it exactly.
And
but
you were what?
24?
How many? 23. No, yeah. It's, wait, 23. Yeah.
Okay. So you were like, you were basically cougar bait, and she was a cougar.
One.
It was all financial.
Or, yeah.
It was, I had the money. She's like, all right.
She was a whore.
I was just trying to
European whore.
Prostitute.
A whore.
Prostitute.
A prostitute whore, what's the difference?
She's a businesswoman.
And a whore is?
I don't know. I feel like whore is derogatory. Prostitute, that's nice. That's sweet.
I'd rather
prostitute.
How about a sexual companion? That sound better?
That's fine. All right. I don't know.
Okay,
that's
Eddie, your same question to you.
It's lame. Like probably only like 3 years.
Yeah. North or south of your age?
South.
South. All right. So we're in the same boat.
Yeah. And actually, like probably 2 north. So maybe
I'm actually in like a committed like she's the one, Katie. You know the my baby's mama. She's a year and a half older than me.
And does that make you feel inferior at times? Like she knows what's best and you don't because she's more mature?
Do you feel like she can teach you things sometimes?
No. A year and a half?
No. I'm just joking.
Not a huge gap.
Yeah, it's not a huge
gap. Absolutely not.
But still, it's a gap.
What they say is true. Once you're like in your mid-20s, it doesn't really matter.
Unless they're like 10 years younger than you. Then it matters.
Well, a year or two difference doesn't matter is what I'm trying
year
to say.
Two. Yeah.
A year
yeah.
or two difference doesn't matter.
Yeah,
when
yeah
in
you're
their
the
20s.
Same. You're the same.
And that's fine. But then once you get to your 30s, it's probably a little different.
When you're dating someone who's in their 20s?
Because it's really cool then. If you're a dude and you're dating younger chicks.
All right. So, Eddie, you're in a long-term committed relationship and, you know, marriage and babies are along the way.
Okay,
that's hypothetical,
no,
right?
I feel like that's it. I think Megan's the one for him, Eddie.
I'm going,
Eddie.
Megan is right over here,
Eddie,
on the couch.
Eddie, so Megan's right here. I'm gonna throw you under the table. Is Megan the one?
Definitely, because there she is.
Wow.
I don't think she gives a shit.
No, she had like a kind of scared, like deer in the headlights look.
She laughs and now she's gonna.
Well,
break
you guys
up
have
because
a dog.
She feels.
You guys got a dog together. You're living together. Like you guys are. This is the biggest relationship Eddie's had.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So it's yeah, just but the same as me. You know, I have a kid on the way now, and I'm looking at buying houses.
Yeah.
So my question to you: I'm buying houses.
Make sure it's in your name, and Katie stays
neutral.
And somewhere where it's just always in your name. Prenup it.
Yeah, but see, well, anyway, we'll move on to that. We'll move on to the house situation. I don't want to live in a house for the same house for 30 years.
Oh, you don't?
No, I want to move. I you know,
that's
10 years.
That's a pain
is,
in the ass.
No, 10 years is cool, and I want change. 10 years is a lot of time.
I don't know. If you find a nice house, I don't know. Why would
you
want
to?
Why would you want to move around
upgrade.
Like that?
Upgrade. You gotta upgrade. So anyway, Eddie, I forgot my question to you.
I don't know.
Happy birthday, buddy! It's your
yeah.
Birthday,
happy
by
birthday
the way.
On air birthday.
Yeah.
There you go.
Greeting.
Yeah.
There you go.
Give us a call. 1-888-99-IDOBE.
You forgot name.
If you want to wish Eddie a happy birthday.
Yeah. 1-888-99-IDOBE. Wish Eddie a happy birthday. Facebook.com/extremebits. Wish Eddie a happy birthday.
If you
big
want.
Big 2-6.
How old are you, young
You're
man?
You're upper 20s, dude. We're getting old. We're going to die soon.
Mid-20s. Hey, 26 is mid-20, dude. Relax.
We're going to die soon.
With the 2012 thing
We're
going to
die. No. We're just getting old.
Oh, yeah.
We're like a third of our way through our lives. That's what do you have the show for it?
The show?
We're going to die.
We have the show.
Way to bring me down, dude.
Dude, this is a constant thought in my head now that I have a child on the way. What do I really have to show? Nothing.
You have the show.
I have the show.
What does anybody ever have to show for anything?
Really
life's a joke.
And
fuck
and
it. Life's
blah,
a joke.
Blah, 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 blah. But it's fucking
You can't
nuts.
Measure success with material shit.
That's
Thank
nuts.
You, Chris. I think you're correct there.
So yeah. Anyway, back to... We were talking about Eddie and his relationship. Okay. So how old's Megan?
So you're going to ask Megan to marry you?
Yeah. What's the situation currently?
Things are going good, and we're just continuing on
how
the
old's
path
Megan?
That we're on. About a year younger.
Year younger. So
exactly,
you're
almost.
Younger.
Exactly.
Yeah, like you guys share weeks, birthdays.
Like a week or two apart.
Yeah.
Both Geminis, so go ahead and put that in your astrology thing.
Happy birthday, Megan. When's Megan's birthday? What date?
The 26th of May.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, you missed
it. I feel like a fucking asshole for not saying happy birthday on her birthday.
Well, I forgot Eddie's birthday until you came in. So
at least I brought Eddie a fucking card and a pie.
I can't wait for that pie.
Huh? I did actually. I did wish her happy, but I'm really bad about birthdays.
I'm terrible with birthdays.
I've never gotten either of you guys. How long have I known you guys? 10 years, almost.
Nine years.
Never once. Eight. I don't think I've ever gotten you birthday cards or any. We don't do that.
Yeah, that's not what we do. It's fine. It's not what we do. Yeah.
But tonight it was a president.
Precedent.
That's what I said.
A president.
A president. President Obama.
So you're saying when your birthday comes up in about a
month. I better get a
fucking
card.
He wants a pie.
That's coming up.
I want a card and a pie.
In about a month, you want a card and a pie?
Yeah.
You know what's really bad? I was like, I would guess president. 14 until I, like I didn't even remember my own parents' birthday.
You thought you were 14?
No, I was 14 before I memorized my own parents' birthdays.
Actually, you know what's not, what's really sad is I don't know my father's birthday. You know, he hasn't been around as much, but Facebook knows, so I know.
I know, like, when my dad's birthday is, like, generally.
Yeah, so like, same here
now. I know, like, it's like the 20-something.
I think mine's...
In October.
My dad's birthday
is April 9th.
It's always around Father's Day, but Day is a floating holiday, so it always throws me off.
It's ish.
Wait, so your father has almost the same birthday as I do?
Yeah.
Wait, when is Father's Day?
Next weekend?
I think it's next Sunday.
I have my first Father's Days off. Next weekend.
Ah. So what are you going to do to celebrate your first Father's Day, Jason?
Well, the kid's not here yet, but
doesn't matter. Would you celebrate Mother's Day?
We did.
Exactly.
We did. So I got her card. I got her flowers. I got the whole...
Now what is she going to do for you? Because the president has
I hope something.
Set.
I don't know, though. I hope I get a present. Here's the advantage of having a child. You get an extra holiday. For yourself.
I'm not going to lie. It doesn't sound worth it.
So you get a father.
Days are hell.
Not only do you get a birthday and a Christmas day, but Christmas day, you spend all this money and then you get little in return. Am I right? So Father's Day is really like a second birthday, I'm hoping. So
you're hoping.
I'm hoping. Praying to God.
I really hope
I got something coming.
If they remember it.
No one's going to remember.
Well, I'm not going to wish you a happy Father's Day. I got to tell you.
Because my
that.
Kid's not here yet?
I'll tell you it right now because I'm not going to remember to wish you a happy Father's Day. Is that what you're supposed to do? Or is it just Kate?
I don't know.
I don't even know how it works.
I feel like this.
Or do friends.
The whole
wishing,
like, I'm just going to. I wish my father a happy Father's Day.
Yeah, I was
going
to say the child should wish the father.
And so you don't say
and
to
possibly
a friend,
the mom when
yeah.
the child can't wish the father.
Sure.
But friends shouldn't.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Because I saw like our mutual friend Lindsay on Facebook, like people were wishing her a happy Mother's Day one year. And I was like, do I say that?
You can. I think it's like a bonus, but no one's expecting it. Lindsay didn't cry because you didn't Facebook her Mother's Day.
So we're talking about two different things here. We're talking about wishing someone a happy Mother's Day on Facebook versus fucking giving them a present. A gift you got to go out and shop for and all this bullshit. Just saying, hey, I recognize that you're a father. Happy Father's Day or... I recognize that you're a mother. Happy Mother's Day. I feel like that's legitimate and that's nice. That's being
thoughtful.
Kind. That's thoughtful and kind.
But does it ruin your day if it doesn't happen?
No.
It's the Extreme Bits Radio Show, 188-99-ADOBE. So... Jason, we had something.
Yeah,
we're kind of running out of time, though. I don't know. Should we do this or no?
We have to.
Do we have to do it now?
No, today, it's the only show we can do this.
All right, we might as well just do this. All right, so we are in possession of some exclusive material by
Of Mice and Men,
the band Of Mice and Men. That you've never heard before. Nobody has heard before. We have this exclusive material, but if we play this material, we're sacrificing a ton.
We're not supposed to play this. This is for our ears only.
We're not allowed to play it. The guy who sent it to us specifically said,
do not play this on the air. Maybe you could review this or feature them, but please do not share this or post it anywhere. It's for your ears only.
Yeah. And now the question to our audience is, do we play this single that's being released? It's a pre-release.
Do we play this new music from Of Mice and Men that nobody else has?
Yeah. We're one of just a few that have this.
But we're not going to do it if nobody's interested, because it's Of Mice and Men, and maybe there aren't that many fans out there. I don't know.
I feel like there's another band that we... What was the other band that we Wonder Years. The Wonder Years. I'm not as familiar with them. I know we've had Of Mice and Men on the show, though.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, The Wonder Years, we also have exclusive material from. So we have two bands, and we have exclusive material. The Wonder Years and Of Mice and Men. And
it could be a... to great detriment if we play this now to our professionalism as far as a radio show goes. But I feel like if we had enough listeners call in and say, yeah, I want to hear it right now, then we'd throw it out the window and say, fuck you.
And we'd play because there was demand for it. So 1-888-994-3624. Call in if you want to hear some exclusive material from one of these bands. If we get enough calls... I'm talking, we need to light up these boards. There can't be an open line. 1-888-99-DOPE if you want to hear exclusive Wonder Years material. We have it right here.
Should we play a little snippet?
I don't think we should even do that at this point.
Yeah, because we can get into some legal trouble. We don't know. But if there's enough of you out there, we're willing to take that risk for you. If you're willing to, if you really want to listen to it and you want to hear it now before it's released to the general public.
But maybe nobody really wants to hear this stuff.
It sounds like it doesn't.
That's fine, though. I'm not
a huge fan of either one, so I really don't give a shit.
But. We're just doing this because we want to know if there's some big fans out there that really want to hear this stuff. We'll help you out if you help us out and just call. But if nobody wants to hear it, that's fine.
Yeah, that's no sweat off our back. Fine.
We don't care.
Yeah. That's but we're still that we're just gonna give you that option.
So there you go. It's out there, and you have the rest of the show to call in 1-888-99-DOPE. In the meantime, let's wrap it up with Chris's final thought. Chris, what did we learn on the big show?
What did we learn, Lord? Let's see. What did we learn? Always buckle up when you're driving. I don't know. Smoking may be hazardous to your health. That's all I got. Eddie.
Man. Jason, these used to be really good.
Yeah, he used to be on it.
Chris, what is going on? How come you're not good at these final thoughts?
I think it's crack cocaine.
You used to be great. You used to like wrap up the whole show in a cohesive thought.
Really? I don't ever remember being able to do that.
Your old final thoughts were phenomenal. I remember us always loving them and like laughing and being, oh man, that's genius. Oh, how did you do that?
Yeah, I didn't even think about that when we said it, but you said it now.
Huh.
What happened, Chris? How come your final thoughts aren't there anymore?
I don't know. What can I say?
Maybe it's been too long.
I actually, you keep surprising me these last couple of weeks because I thought the final thought was over.
This is the last one.
And that's what you said last
week. Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say every week.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought maybe you were worried about surprised. The final thought.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Okay. We'll have a final thought next week. Maybe you should take notes.
The final thought of tonight is that men's bathrooms are better to have sex in than women's.
See, now that's an okay
according
final
to women.
Thought. But Chris would tie that into what something the guest said, and then he would tie it into something else. And then
I don't ever remember being able to do this. I think you have this idea. Like this idealized time in your head that never happened.
Oh, I remember this too. Man, it was perfect.
Your final thoughts used to be like superb.
Yeah. Now he makes it sound like it was like years of final thoughts, but I feel like it was like maybe the first two or three times we did final thoughts, it was good. And now it's been a slow decline since.
Yeah.
And that was like 5 years ago. I mean,
what can I say?
So now we're below rock bottom. We're fucking like hurting.
Yeah. Well.
What's the problem here, Chris? Why are you getting so lazy with these final thoughts?
Maybe you should bring a notepad and write a fucking note or two about the show.
I think you used to do that.
I don't think so.
I feel like you need to now.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. These final thoughts, they are what they are. They've always been spontaneous.
Where do you get off calling me lazy
with the final thought? I'm doing what I can.
You don't even remember what we talked about in the show.
What's your point?
They've gone from spontaneous to lazy spontaneous.
Maybe I have early onset Alzheimer's. Okay.
I'm gonna next.
You are getting old.
I am.
Well, next week or next time we do a show, I'm going to look up and put together some of the best final thoughts you've had. And we're going to feature them throughout the show, and we're going to remind you of the greatness they used to be. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Everyone's a critic. I feel like I'm satisfied with my final thoughts.
Really? You're satisfied?
Yeah. That's,
really?
Yes.
What was your final thought tonight?
Always buckle up, and smoking may cause cancer.
All right. And did we talk about anything about that tonight?
What does that matter? That doesn't matter as long as it's funny.
No, God.
We gave you this.
I feel like we have to fucking teach him what a final thought is every show.
We have to teach
him. Go for it.
And it doesn't work.
We have to teach you by referencing your old self.
Yeah, we're just trying to encourage you to be you.
I feel like these are the same now as they were before. I really like. Not I feel like one, I'm doing the same.
Level of work, and you guys.
This is like Caddyshack 1 versus Caddyshack 2 going on right now.
Well, what can I say? I can't apologize for my work. You like it or you don't, but I'm bringing what I can.
I don't like it,
man. Then, you know, you have the.
I feel like you can do better, though. I feel like the potential is there. You're just not reaching out and trying to reach that potential.
Well, that is your mistaken impression. You have the power to cancel these final thoughts.
I feel like he's trying to get rid of the final thought.
Well, they will continue every show.
And you just look like...
Even when you're not...
What makes you think I'm trying to get... One guy said I was a douchebag. Oh, the Denny's guy.
One of many that actually voiced their opinion.
You think I'm a douchebag now?
Well, your final thought's fucking douchey.
Well, whatever, man. Deal with it.
Do you want to try again, Chris?
No, I'm happy.
I just feel like he has no passion for the final thought anymore.
I never had passion for the final thought to begin with.
You're mailing it in.
It's really hard right now because we're trying...
If you want me to go again, I'll give it another shot. No, that's your call.
Here's the issue,
I'll do what
Eddie.
I can.
Here's the issue. We love the final thought. We love what he used to do with the final thought. He doesn't want to do the final thought anymore, and we try to keep pushing him to do the final thought, and it just fucking, it's nothing. There's nothing there.
I don't care about doing the final. I'm happy to do the final thought. I just don't want to do it anymore if you guys aren't happy with it.
But I'll be happy when you actually try.
How do you know I'm not trying?
I know you're not trying.
How? I don't know
Buckle
I'm not trying.
Buckle up and smoking causes cancer.
That was lazy.
So,
intentionally.
What? What? What's wrong with that?
I know what you've done. We know what you can do. Recap the entire show. We didn't say any. Recap the show, not recap generalizations of.
I thought it was just supposed to be some funny, quippy thing at the end of the show.
About the show that we just did.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny not to make any reference to the show sometimes?
Is it? No. If you're a hipster, and it's ironic.
Well, I am a hipster, and I am ironic, so...
But yeah, but your final thoughts aren't...
Well, whatever, man.
You want to try again?
Not necessarily, but if you want me to give it another go,
Give it a real go.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to do it if you don't think it was. Yeah, okay. All right. We're doing this again, folks. Hold on. Final thought round two.
Take your time, really. Take your time. This bed can loop.
Yeah, it sure can. Let's see. Sex in bathrooms. Interview Pimentamento, was it? Let's see. Pizza. We were on the air. What do we talk about at the end? I don't know. You were giving me shit for my final thought. That's all of the show I can recall. So, wrapping that all together, tying that all together, I'd have to say that. Let's see. I'm drawing a blank. Not gonna lie. Pizza's delicious.
All right. We're going to look up the best of Chris's final thought. And we're going
to... we're going to have to school him in his own self.
Chris, you're going to hear some of your old final thoughts and you're going to be blown away. Because you had the uncanny ability to do something that I would never be able to do.
No.
Now you're doing something that I can do. And I'm
not
impressed.
Like a 10-year-old can do.
Well, maybe I had it. Maybe I lost it. Maybe I lost it.
Maybe it's... Maybe he's losing it with age.
You shouldn't lose it, Chris. We're going to help you. You can't lose it.
Why?
Don't lose it.
Maybe he's lost it. Maybe as we're getting older, he's just lost that creativeness that he used to have.
Why would you lose that, Chris? You need to embrace your creativeness at all times.
Why do you make it sound like I chose to lose it? Like, I didn't cast it off, but sometimes you lose it. Sometimes you have a hit, and then everything else you do is shit.
I'll tell you this, Chris.
It's like, whoop, must have been a fluke.
The only reason why you do the final thoughts is because out of all of us, you're the only one who could bring everything together in a logical, funny sentence or two. You're the only one who could do it. We can't do it. Eddie and I can't. You were the chosen one.
I'm sorry to disappoint you guys. I don't know what to say.
I feel let down.
I do too. And
I'm let down.
But I think Chris also doesn't realize he's letting us down. So I think next week...
I hear you. You just spent the last 10 minutes shouting at me that I've let you down. I get it.
Well, I don't think you realize reasons.
We're truly disappointed. You had a talent.
Well, I just need you guys to understand I'm not just like, fuck the final thought. I'm trying.
Maybe.
All right, that's all I can do.
Remember when his final thoughts were really good? Is he didn't really talk a lot in the show.
Yeah.
Remember? Like, he had sat back. Maybe that's the issue. He was sitting back listening to the show while we were doing the show.
Is he too involved?
Maybe he's too involved, so he can't do the final. Maybe we have to end the final thought because of that.
Or come up with a different thing for him.
Maybe.
Let's try like next week to figure out what we're going to do. And we'll like start by reviewing some of the Chris's best of final thoughts.
Maybe we should have Chris critique Chris.
Yeah, we'll do Chris on... We'll come up with something.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Chris on Chris.
Streambits.com, XDREMEBITZ.com is the website if you want to download the podcast. Or if you want to hear us live, of course, on Adobe Radio Friday nights, 1-888-99-IDOBE to leave a message anytime. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Facebook.com/ExtremeBits.
Jobless.
Jobless. Ba-da-ba-ba.